Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're the place you come to. Sift through the noise, look at the sources, and pull out the insights that really matter for you. Today, we're tackling something. Well, something that comes up a lot. It's this question. Why does it feel so challenging for, you know, a lot of good men to find a wife these days? It's a feeling we hear about, and honestly, it's complex. So our mission here is to get past the usual assumptions, look at what our sources are actually saying, and try to understand this whole evolving relationship landscape.
Yeah, it's a really important topic. And you're right, the complexity is pretty immense. This feeling isn't just anecdotal. It seems to be a real social thing rooted in these big societal shifts, economic changes, even technology. It's all sort of converging.
Right.
And these forces have, well, they've fundamentally reshaped how we approach dating, partnership, marriage. It's just a very different world than, say, a generation or two ago. We're going to try and unpack those factors today, look at the evidence.
Exactly. We're not here to just guess. We want to dig into the data, the research, the analysis that our sources give us. The goal is to give you a clearer picture, something a bit more nuanced about what might actually be going on behind these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's unpack this right from the start. How has the actual idea of marriage changed? Because it feels very different now compared to even just a few decades back, right?
It really does. And what's fascinating when you look at the sources is that historical view. For centuries, marriage was largely a social thing, an economic arrangement.
Like a practical partnership?
Exactly. Pragmatic. It was about stability, pooling resources, building community, love. Love was great if it happened, but it wasn't always the main driver. But then, especially from the mid-20th century onwards, there's been this huge shift. Now, marriage is primarily seen as being about romantic love, individual fulfillment, personal growth.
So the expectations are totally different.
Completely. People are looking for a very different, and you could argue, a much more demanding set of qualities in a spouse now. It's less about just fitting into a social structure and much more about finding this deep personal connection, a shared journey, you know?
That's a massive pivot.
Yeah.
It really changes what people are looking for. But does that maybe raise the bar too high?
Yeah.
Are we, based on the sources, kind of looking for something that's just really hard to find or sustain for many people?
The sources suggest it definitely elevates expectations.
Yeah.
And think about the freedom we have now. Cohabitation is common. People delay marriage. Some choose not to marry at all. There's just way less social pressure to, you know, get married young.
Right.
And the data shows this clearly. The median age for first marriages, it's climbed dramatically. Like in the U.S., back in the 60s, it was early 20s.
Wow.
Now it's pushing 30 for men, maybe 28 for women. And that's not just a number, right? That represents years more of personal development, education, careers, all before marriage is even on the table for many.
So for you, the listener, that means the dating scene is just different. You're looking for someone who connects on values, life goals, not just basic compatibility.
Exactly. It's about finding the one who fits this highly specific, individualized ideal. And that can be a really tough search.
Okay, building on that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that's completely changed how we even look for partners. Dating apps. Technology. Our sources have some pretty interesting, maybe even counterintuitive things to say here.
Oh, absolutely. You'd think, okay, endless options, right? But the sources point to this thing called the paradox of choice.
Ah, yeah. Heard of that.
It's not just having too many choices. It's the mental load, the decision fatigue, when you're faced with just profile after profile.
You just keep swiping.
Exactly. You can feel kind of perpetually dissatisfied, always thinking, maybe if someone better is just one more swipe away. Can make people treat potential partners almost like products, commodities to evaluate and swap out.
Disposable almost.
Yeah. That's a good word for it. And what's really striking in some of the data is how this hits different groups. Some research suggests certain men face really intense competition on these apps. Like a tiny percentage of male profiles get most of the attention.
Really?
Yeah. Which leaves a lot of guys feeling, well, overlooked. Or like you said, disposable. It feels like a very competitive, almost harsh marketplace sometimes.
So it's not just having the options. It's the psychological weight of them. And the way the apps work can feel kind of dehumanizing. But does the data tell us who gets hit hardest by this swipe left culture? Is it men, women, or is everyone feeling kind of burnt out?
It seems like it affects everyone to some degree, you know, that decision fatigue. But how it shows up can be different. Our sources suggest women, who often get way more messages, might burn out from just sorting through tons of unsuitable matches. Swiping fatigue, they call it.
Makes sense.
Whereas for men, especially guys who aren't maybe in that top percentage according to the app's metrics, the problem is often just silence, lack of engagement, and that can feel really demoralizing, like you're invisible.
Right. Leads to giving up, maybe?
It can. It definitely reduces chances for real interaction, pushes people towards superficial connections, or yeah, just withdrawing altogether. And the algorithms themselves, they might reinforce biases, showing you more of the same, maybe limiting exposure to someone who'd be really compatible but doesn't fit the usual type. Makes finding that deep connection even trickier.
Wow. Yeah, that's a frustrating cycle. Okay, moving beyond the digital world, another big factor our sources bring up is how gender roles and expectations keep changing. It's not just women's roles. It's how masculinity itself is being redefined and the pressures men feel because of that.
Exactly. What it means to be a man today, it's definitely shifted. And the expectations men face in dating, they've become way more complex. Sources talk about this kind of tightrope walk.
Tightrope walk? How so?
Well, men are often expected to be both, you know, financially successful and really emotionally available. The old idea of the stoic provider, it's still kind of there in the background. But at the same time, there's this growing demand for emotional intelligence, vulnerability, sharing the domestic load.
So our sources really highlight this balancing act men are doing, trying to be the rock, financially stable, but also be open and emotionally connected.
Mm-hmm.
How does the research say men actually handle that? Because those can feel like contradictory pressures.
It's a huge challenge. And a lot of men, according to studies we look at, really struggle with this split. They feel this pressure to show traditional success, good job, financially secure, but also they need to be open, talk about feelings, be tuned in emotionally.
And that's not easy.
Not at all. Especially when you add in the rising cost of living. Hitting those traditional financial marks is just harder now. It can lead to a lot of confusion, anxiety. And what's interesting is this perception some men have that while women are encouraged, rightly so, to be independent and fulfilled, men still feel they carry a lot of the old pressures, like being the main earner or always having to make the first move.
So the rules feel like they've changed, but maybe not consistently.
Kind of. It creates this confusing situation where the expectations aren't always clear or agreed upon. That can lead to frustration, feeling like you can't quite measure up, you know?
That makes sense. And that leads us right into the next point. Actual shifts in the dating pool itself. Our sources get into some really fascinating details here. The whole landscape's changed, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. A really key finding from the research is how women's increased earning power, their career opportunities, it's fundamentally changed their relationship with marriage. Well, put simply, they're just far less dependent on marriage for financial stability than they were generations ago. That economic independence means women can be more selective. They can prioritize things like personal compatibility, shared values, a real partnership. Rather than just focusing on financial security, it shifts the whole dynamic of the dating pool.
And that is huge. So for the dating pool, it means women's expectations around finances might change. It's less about needing a provider, maybe more about finding an equal partner. Financial stability still matters, probably, but it's not the absolute bottom line it once was.
That seems to be the trend, yeah. Partnership over provision, you could say.
But what about the guys? Our sources pointed to research showing more younger men are actually staying single compared to women.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? What does that mean for the dynamics today?
Yeah, that points to a really significant demographic shift. Sources mention studies, like from Pew Research, showing this growing gap in relationship status, especially for younger adults. Some reports show figures like almost 63% of men aged 18-34 are single, compared to maybe 34% of women in that same group.
Well, that's a big difference.
It is. And it's likely a mix of things. Economically, a lot of younger men are dealing with flat wages, rising costs, making it harder to feel ready for marriage in that traditional sense. Culturally, maybe some feel there aren't desirable partners, or they're more focused on other things, careers, gaming, personal pursuits, or just avoiding the dating scene altogether because it feels too complex.
So you end up with a dating pool where, for lots of reasons, a bigger chunk of the male population isn't actively pairing up long term.
Exactly. And that changes the landscape for everyone involved.
Okay. Let's shift gears a bit, get more personal. The psychological side, past experiences, maybe even trauma. It's easy to put up walls, right? Mm-hmm. Defensiveness can be a huge barrier.
Absolutely. And the sources are clear. Bad dating experiences, past relationship hurts. They understandably lead to less trust, more emotional guarding. And that's true for both men and women. But for men specifically, things like fear of vulnerability or maybe a history of rejection, that can make it really, really hard to open up.
And in a world where emotional availability is increasingly valued.
Right. A man who's been hurt might, maybe without even realizing it, adopt these coping strategies. Emotional distance, avoiding deep talks, maybe even getting cynical about relationships. It shows up as reluctance to fully invest, being skeptical of a partner's intentions, finding it hard to show affection or express what he actually needs.
So it's not just being generally guarded. It's specific behaviors that come from those past experiences. How does that then connect back to everything else we've talked about? The changing roles, the apps, the money stress. Feels like it could create a feedback loop.
It's absolutely a feedback loop. It makes the other challenges worse. If a guy already feels overwhelmed by modern expectations, he's struggling on the apps, he's been rejected before, it makes total sense he'd be emotionally guarded.
Yeah.
But that guardedness then makes it harder to form the very connections, deep, authentic ones that both men and women say they actually want. The fear of getting hurt again or feeling like you don't measure up, It can lead to self-sabotage, pushing away people who might actually be a great fit.
So it's an internal hurdle too.
A really powerful one, often unseen, but shaping those individual dating experiences. It makes the journey to finding a wife not just difficult because of external factors, but complex internally as well.
So we've definitely covered a lot of ground. And it's clear, isn't it, the challenges many men face finding a wife. It's not just one simple thing. It's this complex mix, this interwoven tapestry of really powerful forces. Huge societal shifts in what marriage even is, our personal histories and baggage, the massive impact of technology, the economic realities. It all plays a role.
Yeah.
And understanding how these things connect, rather than just getting frustrated or pointing fingers, that feels crucial for navigating relationships today.
Precisely. And if we zoom out, it really raises a big question for you, the listener, doesn't it? How do all these interconnected factors shape not just one person's experience, but the whole landscape of modern relationships? When you think about these deep shifts, what new angles or perspectives does it give you for navigating your own connections, whether you're a man looking for a partner, a woman dating, or just someone trying to understand the changing world of relationships?
Yes.
It kind of challenges all of us to look a bit deeper, maybe empathize more, and recognize these big systemic forces playing out in our very personal lives, our romantic journeys.
That's a really profound thought to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. It's clearly a multifaceted, significant thing happening. We hope this exploration gives you maybe a fresh perspective, encourages you to keep thinking about these fascinating topics. We'll catch you on the next one.